the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Have your way in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. Amen, amen, amen. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful song. Amen. Hallelujah, God. He died for us. Hallelujah, God. Jesus shed his precious blood for you and I. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name, God. He thought enough. He thought that you was to die for. Hallelujah, God. And he did just that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Shed his blood. And didn't even think nothing about it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Because if he didn't love you, like it said in the word in John 3:16, he wouldn't have did it. But he loves you so much. Hallelujah, God. My Lord. Say that God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your holy name. Boy, when you just think about that. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us get into the word. Amen. And let us go into prayer. And then we'll get in our word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this day, God. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for another day that you have made. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but you did, Lord. You thought enough of us to wake us up just to see this day, God. We are here for a reason, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you woke us up for a reason. In Jesus' holy name, God, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you glory, to worship you, Heavenly Father, because you are worthy to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint me to bring this word, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to give you glory, Heavenly Father. That's why we're here today, God. It says to enter your courts with thanksgiving, to enter your courts with praise, hallelujah, God, to serve you with gladness in Jesus' holy name, God. And that's what we're doing, God. We are glad to serve you, hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you, God, in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, my Lord, my God. Ah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. I'm giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Isn't it good to be saved, saints?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it good to be saved in the mighty name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that the Lord is on your side? Hallelujah, amen. God. Amen, amen. The Lord says he hears the prayers of the prayers of the righteous. If you consider yourself righteous, he hears your prayers. Hallelujah, God. Because you're living for him every day. Bless your name, God. I want to give honor to our awesome pastor. Amen. A mighty woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. And our overseer. Hallelujah, God. As I call him Triple B, the big bad bishop. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Bishop John Willie Robinson Jr., the overseer. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, my Lord, my God. And each and every one of you that's in here, I thank God for my beautiful wife. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Well, you should have saw her yesterday passing her red dress on. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Amen. Finest thing up in the wedding. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And we wasn't the one getting married. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. So I thank my wife for accompanying me to do that. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And thank God for each and every one in here. My two grandbabies is in here. Love Bug and Buggy. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And my daughter, Ladybug, Tyra, she's up in the house. Amen. Hallelujah, God. And her friend, Javaris. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Javaris, for coming on in. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless each and every last one of you. Amen. There is a word from the Lord on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. I'm coming out of the book of Galatians. The third chapter. Amen. You know, last week, Bishop had gave us a warning when he was saying that in the book of Revelations, when he was talking about the red horse. Hallelujah, God. And why people are killing one another. And how he's going to take peace from the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. I pray that people took warning and heed to that. Amen. And to read those things, and you see them four horsemen in Revelations in that sixth chapter. The white horse, the red horse, the black horse, or the pale horse. Hallelujah, God. That's something else when they open up them seals. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, God. And Bishop was saying how the red horse, the seal, has been opened. Hallelujah, God. Because there's a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos going on in the land. And it makes you wonder why you won't serve Jesus like you should. Why people will not accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because like that song said, that, you know, you thought enough of me. You thought that I was to die for. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. And you know, we were saying that we want to be where Jesus is. Hallelujah. How, do you really want to be where Jesus is? Hallelujah, God. When the songwriter says, you know, I'll cross the hottest desert. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. But, you know, see, it's something to think about, because thank God that God don't even do nothing like that. What if he was in a faraway country and you don't have the money to get there? Hallelujah. You don't have the money to buy a plane ticket to go where Jesus is. So thank God all you have to do is just confess with your mouth and he'll be right there with you in your heart. Hallelujah, God. That you don't have to run out and go try and find him. He's right there.
That's right.
All you have to do is accept him as your Lord and Savior. And he's right there with you. Hallelujah. Amen. But I do, you get what the songwriter is saying, that they'll do anything to get to Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Because he's right there with you. Remember Bishop Morton said that, you know, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Hallelujah, God. If you're healing in this city, don't do it without me. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. As long as you serving and praising God the way you're supposed to, he won't leave you behind. Because the word says he won't leave you or what? He won't forsake you. He won't forget about you. Hallelujah, God. As long as you serving God the way that you're supposed to and doing what you're supposed to do, he won't leave you. Hallelujah, God. But see, here, Apostle Paul is rebuking the Galatians in Jesus' holy name. See, he starts off in chapter 3 and verse 1. And that's pretty much all where I'm coming from. I got one more and I'm coming out of Matthew, but right here saying, oh, foolish Galatians. See, the Galatians, once they were believing in God, they had that faith, they were living holy, but he wants to know what in the world makes you want to turn back from God. He says, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you or who have fooled you that you should not obey the truth?
Come on. All right.
Before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth crucified among you. See, Apostle Paul preached to the Galatians. He told them, was telling them all about Christ. Now, all of a sudden, they want to turn from that and start listening to outside voices.
Amen.
You know, if you start listening to the wrong voice instead of the right voice, that can get you in a whole lot of trouble.
Amen.
That's just like parents instilling all kind of knowledge and wisdom in their children, but they're listening to that one friend that got bad motives or bad ways. They listen to that one girlfriend. They listen to that one homeboy.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, God.
Uh-huh.
And you mess around and listen to that voice. And then you get in all kinds of trouble. Jails are full right now.
Right.
Graveyards are full. All because of somebody listened to the wrong voice. Don't do this here when your parents clearly told you to do that. Let's do this when your parents clearly told you don't do that. Hallelujah, God. Cutting school, all kinds of stuff.
All right.
I'm tired of being broke. Let's go rob this liquor store. They got plenty of money in there. There's an old man in there. He ain't got no gun. I done already checked. This house here, they got all kind of boxes on the side of the road. Big 60-inch TV in the house. Let's go in there and take it. Hallelujah. I'm tired of looking at this 13-inch color TV.
Come on.
Or this black and white. I don't have a TV at all. But they got one in their house. I just seen that big box outside. Listening to the wrong voice.
That's right.
And you might walk in there to go get something. But you get carried out by the corner.
Come on.
Because you done went into the wrong house. See that old retired veteran live up in there. You didn't know he got that piece sitting on the nightstand when he go to sleep at night.
Amen.
He heard a funny noise, something that shouldn't be in there.
Okay.
All his kids is grown, they at the house. Ain't nobody got no business making noise in the house.
All right now.
Hallelujah, God.
Let's say that now.
You might run up in the wrong house listening to the wrong voice.
Right.
Your parents clearly told you, don't be going in nobody's house or don't be taking nothing that's not yours.
Right.
Hallelujah, God. And there was an old gospel song that the man said, well, if you go to jail for stealing, don't expect me to come down here to get you out.
All right.
Because you knew better.
That's right.
Think I'm going to put up my house and you going around here stealing for collateral?
Amen.
Man, please. Go around here selling dope when you know better?
All right.
Now you calling me to come get you out? No, sir. Hallelujah, God. Not for that. If you in jail, it better be for a just cause.
Right.
It better be something. It better be on camera. It better be something. You got to be justified.
All right.
Because if you in there for any other reason, breaking the law, and you guilty, don't expect me to come down there listening to the wrong voice.
Yes, right.
That's why I said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You was doing right. You was doing good. See, it's false teachers out there. It's false prophets out there.
All right.
That's telling you to go the opposite way that Jesus is telling you to go. The Holy Spirit is pulling you to do one thing. The flesh is pulling you to do the other. And you are steady listening to that flesh. And it's getting you in trouble.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. This nation couldn't be more split down the middle right now.
Right.
Either you on one side or you on the other. There's nothing in between. Hallelujah, God. Nothing in between. And the Pledge of Allegiance have to say this nation is indivisible. We more divided than ever.
All right.
So how can you say we undivisible?
All right.
Plenty of division here. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, God. And people might don't like it. That's why I don't recite it.
Come on.
Because it's a lie and it's untruth. One nation under God. Man, please. All these people out here doing what they want to do. You got so many people that ain't living for Christ. They doing what they want to do. Hallelujah, God.
All
bless
right.
your name, Jesus. It's supposed to be one church. It's supposed to be that. One Lord, one faith, what? One baptism.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. But sadly, it's not. Hallelujah, God.
All right, preach it.
Don't let a false voice mislead you. Don't let the enemy take you from where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Yes, you're right.
Like it says, as Pastor say all the time, don't give the devil a ride. Hallelujah, God.
All right.
And in my famous thing, like I always say, you're taking someplace that you don't want to be. Amen. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. And you don't want that to happen. You don't want somebody because remember Jesus told Peter that. He said, you can get up and go now where you want to go, but one day somebody will lead you by the hand and take you someplace where you don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
See, he's getting old now. He won't be able to defend himself. He said, somebody will take you by the hand and lead you someplace you don't want to go. Don't listen to wrong voices out there like the Galatians did. That's why Apostle Paul is rebuking them for that. Hallelujah, God. We got so many false teachers out here. So many false prophets out here.
Yes, yes.
And that wrong voice can lead you straight on a highway to hell.
Yes.
If you listen to the wrong voice.
Preach it, preach it.
You ain't got to get married. Go on and get all the milk while you can from the cow while it's free.
All
that type of foolishness. Hallelujah. But yet the Bible tells me that God honors marriage. Hallelujah, God.
You better say it.
See, them listening to them wrong voices. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Hey, Bishop, you used to get that testimony on the time with your uncles. Used to tell you about stuff. Go out there and test the waters and all that foolishness.
Yeah.
See, all of that type of stuff. See, the wrong voices. Thank God he didn't listen. I mean, he's still married. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
May got off track once or twice, but he ain't lying. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God.
Amen.
Don't listen to them wrong voices out
don't
there.
Listen. Don't
Amen.
Listen.
If anything, Christians, saints of God, you be the voice of reason. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then live by the example that you're telling people to do. You be that example. Hallelujah, God. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be hypocritical. Don't say one thing and do the opposite.
Amen.
You do what the word say, and you live your life in front of people and do it proudly and boldly and without shame. I'm not ashamed to live the gospel. Hallelujah, God. I'm not ashamed to live the word in front of strangers, in front of people. I'm not ashamed when I go on my job to live holy, to be separate. I don't fit in with the crowd. I'm different. But the word says so. Hallelujah. It tells us to be sanctified, to be set apart, to be fit for the master's use. Hallelujah, God. You shouldn't be ashamed if you're in front of a bunch of people. Hallelujah. I don't mind being holy at my job. Bless your holy name. If they go in one way, then I go the other way. Hallelujah, God. If that one way is not the right way, and you ought to be the same, same. Don't ever be ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You live holy and you wear it proud in the mighty name of Jesus. If they want to talk, let them talk. Hallelujah, God. They want to call your names, let them call your names. Hallelujah, God. They want to call you Holy Roller, Bible Thumper, let them call you that. At least they see what you're doing. Hallelujah, God. Obviously, you're living the life in front of them where they're calling your name. And you ought to praise God that they're calling you that. Because there are some men that I know where people call them a bootleg preacher. All right. I'd rather be called a Bible thumper and a holy roller than bootleg preacher. Almost like a badge of honor if they call you a Bible thumper. Hallelujah, God. That's right, because I'll be thumping them pages. They got it right there on my desk somewhere. Hallelujah, God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. They call you a holy roller. Praise God. I will roll holy. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Never be ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even our children that's in school. If I said it once, I said it 100 times. Hallelujah, God. Never be ashamed of the gospel. You sit down in that cafeteria, you bow your head, and you bless the food that you're about to receive.
That's
right. Amen. Hallelujah, God. They want to keep talking, let them talk. You honor God. Bless your name, and don't be ashamed of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. And especially you grown folks, you know you ought to be honoring God.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't no peer pressure here. You bow your head and you pray and you bless the food, even if you're around all your co-workers or family members or whomever you're with. Hallelujah. You give God honor and praise. Because he's worthy. You know how many people would love to have that plate of food? Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Be like them families that hurricane hit. You got to depend on other people to come in with truckloads of food. So thank God for them volunteers and people like that can do that.
Say it, preacher.
You can open up the refrigerator and pour something out. So you bless God and thank God for that.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, bless your holy name. And parents, continue to bring up your children like the word says. Bring up a child in the way that they should go. Hallelujah, Lord. It might not look like they're not paying attention right now.
All right.
It might not look like they're not interested right now. Hallelujah, God. Because I used to do the same thing. Just go to church, just sit there, and just look. Wasn't shouting, wasn't singing, wasn't clapping, wasn't doing none of that. But I was up in there. But y'all hear me from time to time talking about them songs that they used to sing. They know these songs we singing up in here.
All right.
It'll come back to their remembrance one day. It'll come back. Hallelujah, God. Because they hear it week in and week out. It's in there. It's etched in their brain. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
And prayerfully, they'll keep getting enough where somebody won't tell them the wrong thing. And they'll say, no, I'm not supposed to do that. For one, God don't like that.
That's right.
We always say God don't like ugly. Don't we say that? Hallelujah, uh-huh. God. Say God don't like that. Hallelujah. And I pray that our children are listening. And believe me, they are our future. And we need them right now. And pray that they don't listen to the wrong voices.
Right.
Girlfriend, a listening girl tell me you can't get pregnant on the first time.
Right.
Don't be listening to them wrong voices, ladies. Hallelujah, God. Don't be listening to wrong voices telling me you can't get no child on the first time. Hallelujah, God. Wrong voices. Hallelujah.
Say it.
And say, you know, that time of the month, come bishop down there hollering they late.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, God. That foolishness that you did a little while back. Hallelujah, God, that you ain't had no business doing. Hallelujah, God. Don't listen to the wrong voices. Hallelujah, God.
You preaching it.
Bless your name. Because see, we just said, see, when Jesus said he thought enough, he thought you enough to die for. Do you understand all what I say you went through?
Come on.
God, all that he went through.
Come on.
Read that sometime. And in it, on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it talks about all the stuff what our Savior went through. Because after they beat my Savior half the night, and then they got the biggest, heaviest piece of wood they can find.
Right.
And made a cross out of it. Mm-hmm. And made him, put it on his back for him to carry it.
That's right.
And if you remember, it was a point where he fell down because he couldn't even carry it no more. Because he was that weak. Somebody go beat you all night long and then you give you a heavy, that thing was probably hundreds of pounds that he had to put on his back in the carry. And they had to call Simeon out of the crowd, a man, to help carry the cross. Because Jesus couldn't carry no more, physically exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to go on a hill called Calvary.
Amen.
Or Golgotha, as they call it in the Hebrew. They say the place of the skull, as they call it.
That's it.
And for them to stretch him out. And even before that, see, in Isaiah 50:6, Bishop was the first person I ever heard talk about it, because we done seen the movies, and we done seen the pictures, and we seen the abuse that our Savior took with the whips on his back and all of that type of stuff. And back then, before he was a bishop, when he was a pastor, he was the first one to say that they plucked the hairs out of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the book of Isaiah. But every depiction of Jesus, you always see him with his beard. It's always like they forget to mention that. And see, I was looking at it in the English Standard Version when it, and it says that I gave my back to those to strike, to hit his back. And it says I gave my cheeks for them to pull the beard out. It says it just like that. See, in the King James Version just said, I gave my cheeks and they did some with the hairs. But see, some people might not understand that. But in the English Version, it clearly states, it says that I gave my cheeks that they pulled my beard out. Every man in here that got facial hair, just try and pull it. You'll pull it, you'll let it go because it hurts. Pull it out your skin and see how that feels.
You better say it. Say it now.
Pull it out your skin. I double dare you to do it. Mm-hmm. And a man in here would have pulled the hair out of their face. Because you know, it's just painful just pulling on it. And imagine when you pull it out, you'll be bleeding all over the place.
Right.
And the pain. And then it says that my face was there for I did not hide my face for shame, and I didn't hide when they were spitting in my face.
Come on.
Isaiah 50 and 6 will tell you that. It said, I did not hide my face for the shame and for the spitting. And we talk about now doing Jim Crow in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, people spitting in people's faces and all that. They were spitting 2,000 years ago in my Savior's face.
Amen.
And we know how nasty and disgusting that is. That's why they put that in there. They were spitting in our Savior's face.
Yes,
and he did all of that.
Yes.
And people still yet don't want to serve him and live for him.
Come on.
Right. Preach it. Preach.
People still want to do what they want to do.
Yes.
After our Savior went through all of that. And then you got people in here talking about they scared of needles. Would you rather be scared of needles or nails in your hands and feet? Let's compare the two. A needle is thin and it's long, and they put it in your arm. And nowadays, with technology, they don't hardly use them long needles no more unless it's for some other reason. But now they're a little short. They're sticking in your arm and you might feel a little something. Because know how they always say, big stick. Get ready for the stick. That's what they tell you. Get ready for the big stick. For that little old needle. Didn't nobody tell my Savior to get ready for the stick.
Right.
Ooh.
Didn't nobody tell my Savior to get ready for the stick. You ever seen a railroad nail?
Yes.
That bad boy is thick and it's long.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they put his feet on top of one another, it had to go through one and through the other and through the wood. Putting nails in the palm of your hand. Not no thin needle.
Mm-hmm.
Not these little bitty nails that we be nailing on the wall to hang up a picture. Something thick, metal, big, thick nails going through his hands. And then the lady raised him up. And the whole time his mother was there watching the whole thing. And she couldn't do nothing but cry for her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And people still don't want to live for Christ.
No, they don't.
They still want to do what they want to do.
Yes, they do.
When the Bible clearly tells you, don't be drunk with wine. People still yet want to get their head bad and hungover and get all drunk up. Clearly states don't do certain things and people are still yet doing it.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Clearly states that. And he still yet died for those people, for us, for the world. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name. And the thing, and see, in Matthew, and Jesus is given an invite. It's a very familiar scripture in Matthew 11 and 28 when it says, come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's giving out the invite. He's telling you to come to me. You don't have to go through all of this struggle. You don't have to go out here. Stop running hard for the devil and run hard for Jesus.
Yes.
Right. See it.
That's why I believe I am what I am right now. Like I said, if I ran hard for Lucifer, Satan, that old serpent, as it says in the Bible, if I ran hard for that one, I surely can run hard for Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Because when I ran hard for the devil, I ran a top lieutenant in Satan's army.
Amen.
Because, see, I loved sin.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the pleasures of it. Hallelujah, God. And wasn't trying to look back. Had his hooks all in me for a long time. Have a mother preaching and teaching the gospel for years, preaching her heart out, and her son just still out here in the streets acting a fool. Drinking, smoking marijuana in the military, home on leave, knowing that if you come up hot, that they go bust you all the way down to a private. I didn't care. You go right over to my brother's house and smoke up something.
Right.
All of my friends that was smoking that stuff, I'm gonna leave. I ain't worried about it. I don't go back for another 2-3 weeks. All of that type of stuff. Just fool. And didn't care. The pleasures of sin.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
That's right.
Bless your name, Jesus. But I had a praying mother. Somebody was praying for me.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. Somebody was praying for you before you were saved.
Amen.
And it didn't necessarily have to be your parents. Hallelujah, right. God. Aunties, uncles, cousins, even somebody in the street that you didn't even know. Somebody on your job was praying for you. Hallelujah. I pray for my co-workers. Those that are not saved, I pray for them because I want to see them make it in. Hallelujah, God. I try to be that voice of reason, that positive counsel. Hallelujah, God. And I pray that you be the same, that voice of reason. I pray for my co-workers. I pray for family members. I pray for classmates. I pray for my close friends. Hallelujah, God. The ones that I came up with in Jesus' name. I pray for them.
Yes.
That they will all accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because then he says to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is giving an invite, telling you to come on in. To be on his side.
Amen.
To be a part of God's army. And get out of Satan's army. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. It's time to repent and make the switch.
That's right.
Time is running out. People are dying every day.
Yes.
And don't know Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. Just like Jesus is telling people to come in. The government is begging people to get a vaccine. Nurses is getting upset because hospital beds are full and other people can't come in because people are in there unnecessarily when they don't have to be.
That's right.
But I ain't taking no shot, as people say. I got rights.
I got rights too.
Dictatorship. I got rights.
Yeah.
My children have rights. And they steady begging you. They ain't even paying people to take the shot.
Yeah,
that's it.
The city is offering city workers $500 to take the shot to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take it, you're fired by November 1st.
Well,
they even offering all kind of states is offering money to pay for you to get your shot. That's just shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital rooms are just filled to the brink. Children's hospitals are filled up.
Yes.
The devil don't care. This virus don't care who it affects.
Don't.
It is not prejudice and it's not racist.
Come on.
You better say it.
Everybody from every race is dying from this thing. It's getting affected from this thing. There's not one race of people that can say we ain't been infected yet.
All right now.
Not one. This thing is global. That's why it's a pandemic.
Yes, it is.
Unless you live in Antarctica with the polar bears, you have been infected. I have a chance to be.
Okay.
That's the only place. Why? Because don't nobody live there, Bishop. Unless you're in Antarctica with the polar bears and the penguins. That's the only people that ain't getting infected. Ain't don't nobody there.
Yeah.
So other than that, this virus didn't reach it and went through all the cracks and crevices.
Yes, it is.
And people still you don't want to do right.
No, they don't.
But see, Jesus ain't begging nobody to do nothing.
No, he's not.
He's not twisting your arm.
No, man.
Either you go accept him or you're not. That's it. But one thing you gonna know on the last day, on Judgment Day,
come on,
when it says that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So if you don't believe in God, you gonna tell him that he is Lord, and after that, depart from me, I don't know you. But you will acknowledge that he is Lord before you go.
All right.
Please believe that. When you had a chance here on earth, to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, God. Bless your holy name. You had a chance. That's why I said, oh foolish Galatians.
Oh foolish.
I'm telling you right now.
Jesus.
Repent. Ask for forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Acknowledge Jesus as the Son of the living God.
Yes.
And accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's all you got to do. It don't cost you a dime. It's free.
Yes, it is.
All you have to do is just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, God. That's all you have to do. And don't listen to that wrong voice, because that enemy, he's steady talking.
Yes,
he's steady all in your ear.
Yes.
Trying to pull you the opposite way. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you to stay on that straight and narrow path. Yes. That the word says. Don't be on the wide road of destruction that says that many is on. Many is on that wide road of destruction.
Yes.
But he says, stay on the straight and narrow path. It said few be on that road. But you just make sure you're part of the few that's on that straight and narrow. Because, see, we have to live this thing. I heard a man of God on the radio, not on the radio, but it was Bishop Bruce Robinson's son, Bruce Jr. He had a quote about talking about forgiveness. He said, preachers are preaching forgiveness that ain't never been wronged. Somewhere in that category, he said that. He said, it's hard to preach forgiveness. If it's easy to preach forgiveness if you've never been wronged.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Not saying that he don't preach forgiveness. I mean, he's just putting it out there. Because some people have probably never been done wrong before, so it's easy for them to preach forgiveness. We still got to do that. Bishop and pastor always get testimonies about how they were done at their last church. They said how they treated them for months, but yet they stayed and they took it. But they don't hold that in their heart. Forgiveness. That's been done and over with. They've been forgave them for that. Hallelujah, God. No matter how wrong you've been, you have to forgive.
Amen.
And that's just the bottom line. Hallelujah. People are leaving church and all of this.
Yes.
My wife was tripping by yesterday. On the letter, there was a lady sitting at our table. My wife knew what I'm talking about. And boy, yeah. But that was right when the reception was about to start. It was like they came to me about to dance, but she was just saying that she was at one church, I guess, because I was wearing my collar. So she figured, you know, she just talked me and tell me about everything that was going on. But I gave her some good advice about the church that she's at now, because she said where she's at now, she's still yet thinking about the people over here. And and she loved the people over here because that's where she was at, but she felt that they wronged her. But now she's over here. But she did a lot of things over here. She was involved in the choir and on the missionary house committee, what we call hospitality and all of that type of stuff. And here, she's not doing anything, and she wants to. It looks like all the positions are filled. But I gave her something. I said, all you have to do is get with the pastor. They're always looking for some help. Most churches are always looking for some help. And if that's the church that you in, well, talk to the pastor, see if they got something. I mean, it's not like if it's an opening, they're going to just make an announcement. We got an opening in the house. Just go over there and talk to them. Pray fast. Make sure that you're at. You got to be happy where you're at. Because if you're not, you're not going to be paying attention. Your heart, you're going to be thinking about other things. Praying fast, is this the place for you?
Amen.
Talk to the pastor. See if they have some opening. Let them know that you want to serve, that you want to do these things. Hallelujah, God. Because she just wanted to know. She said she didn't know what to ask. That's what you're talking. If you want to serve and whatnot. And that's good when you do have somebody who wants to serve.
Amen.
If you have somebody that wants to be on committees and all of that. That's good to have that. Hallelujah, God. But there are some people, once they get hurt, as they say, or something happened, then they left because they felt that it was done wrong. But you can't harbor unforgiveness in your heart and call yourself a child of the Most High God.
That's right.
You can't do it. Because them words that I said a few minutes ago, depart from me, you sin of iniquity, that'll be you.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
All of this stuff that you're doing, that'll be you if you don't have no forgiveness in your heart.
That's
Hallelujah,
right.
God. So yes, we got to continue to preach forgiveness. Hallelujah. Even if you haven't been done wrong, continue to preach. And Lord knows if somebody backstab you, somebody close to you, because that's when it hurts. Somebody who you love. Be it family, be it church, be it whoever it may be, that's when it hurts, but you got to forgive.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. You got to forgive, saints of God, because the word clearly states, how can I forgive you if you don't forgive them? That come out of Jesus' mouth.
All right.
He can't forgive you if you don't forgive others. All that was done to him with the nails and all of that, the beard plucked out of his face, carrying a heavy cross, and he still yet said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Out of all of that, and did it for a world that act like it don't even love Jesus.
That's right.
A dark, cruel, cruel, wicked world. Don't even love Jesus. Because people are doing what they want to do. Churches everywhere should be full.
That's right.
Everywhere should be full. Yeah. Regardless. Regardless of the fact that they're less than closed and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about as long as the church doors are open and whatnot.
Come on.
And even if you ain't even got to go to church, you can sit there in the comfort of your own home, and all you got to do is pick up your phone and turn on your church website and listen to your pastor preach, and people can't even do that. In your own home. Ain't got to burn no gas. Ain't got to get up and do nothing. But in your own home, in your own bedroom, in the kitchen, and still yet won't turn on the phone. You'll be on social media and everywhere else while your pastor's preaching.
Hallelujah.
That's shameful.
Right.
Right.
And you call yourself loving your man or woman of God, your pastor. Or you're watching TV while the pastor's preaching. Service is going on and you're watching something else. Church just streaming live. Got your IT manager's working hard. Nature's working hard to make sure everything go out where everybody can see. And you still won't even tune in to watch.
Amen.
You got your IT manager's working hard. Him and Deacon Matthew over here. I can't forget about that. They work hard to make sure that this stuff goes out.
Amen.
Bishop, all the time how we came a long way from the heat and central air and all of that. We got technology now, y'all. As we say. We can reach out to people now. Because there's a time when we couldn't do that. But see, the time is coming when we'll be able to have the big TV up on the screen in the overflow room where everybody can hear the word and streaming and they're live and everything can go out. Hallelujah, God. But see, right now, we at least we can go out on social media, so there's no excuse for nobody to get this word, even if they're not here.
Come on.
Hallelujah, God. But in my closing, don't listen to the wrong voice. Stay before God. Stay prayerful. Stay living holy. Stay setting that example. Stay praying for your pastor. Hallelujah, God. Pray for your leaders in Jesus' name, because the enemy is trying to take them out. Pray for one another. Keep strengthening one another. Hallelujah, God. If somebody is on your heart, call them. If somebody is on your heart, pray for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's the reason why they came in your mind. Hallelujah, God. Pray for them. They may be going through something. Pray for them. They might need a little strength right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Stay before God. In Jesus' holy name, Lord. Speak life. Speak life over your children. Speak life over your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Speak life. Don't be speaking doom and gloom. I know what the situation looks like out here in the world. I see it every day. But God is still yet in control. Hallelujah, Lord. I was watching the movie the other day, Friday, during the daytime. I was watching, all you old heads that know about this, but you millennials and Generation Z don't know anything about this. It was Alfred Hitchcock's movie, The Birds.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
1963.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching that. Birds. Well, I've seen it 100 times. But see, it was a part when they was in that diner. And they were talking about them birds. And that old man was in the corner. He was drinking. And he said, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. Even back then, they were hollering about the end of the world. And here we are in 2021. And I was back in the 60s, they was talking about the end of the world because the birds was going food and attacking folk and killing people and all of that type of stuff. But even then, they were talking about the end of the world. Don't ever get complacent because you hear that Jesus is coming soon.
Yeah.
You might have been hearing that your whole life. That same thing out before anybody in this room was born, that Jesus is coming back. They've been saying that for centuries. Oh, and he's coming because remember, 1,000 years is like one day to the Lord.
That's it.
Many generations may pass, but he is coming back, saints of God. And all them apostolics, you can have on your bumper stickers. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? And our little boy in the 80s, I used to see that on the back of bumper stickers all the time. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Obey Acts 2:38. All of that was on the bumper stickers. And apostolics, they had that on there. Obey Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. And you shall receive the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let us all stand. Hallelujah, God. And let us pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word on today, God. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will listen to the right voice in the mighty name of Jesus. As the word says, that small, still voice, God. Hallelujah, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that we're listening to you, that we're focused into you, and we're tuning out all of the garbage, all of the junk. We're tuning out the voice of Satan. Hallelujah, God. Father God, give us the wisdom and the knowledge to distinguish between your voice and the voice of Satan in Jesus' holy name, God. Because Satan is not going to tell us to do anything right. He's going to tell us to do what our flesh wants us to do. But Father God, I pray, Lord, that we listen to your voice to lead us and to guide us, to help us to get through in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, I pray, Lord, that we have love in our hearts, God. I pray, Father God, if there's any forgiveness, unforgiveness in our heart, that we move it out right now. Remove it right now, God. Burn it out in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Replace that unforgiveness. Replace that hatred. Replace that doubt. Replace it with forgiveness and love, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And don't let nobody talk us out. But there are plenty of people that say, if I was you, I wouldn't forgive them. That's unforgivable. We can't listen to that, Father God. You chose us for a reason, God. You chose us because we can overcome that and be forgivers. We weren't always doing the right thing, and sometimes we still don't do the right thing, and still yet you forgive us for our shortcomings. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you, and we continue to ask you for our forgiveness of sins, God. The Lord continue to order our steps, continue to lead us, continue to guide us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.